Normally, there's a tsunami detection buoy anchored more than 200 miles off the mouth of the Columbia River and another roughly that far offshore of Coos Bay, Oregon. But both buoys broke from their moorings this winter and spring, probably because of storms. The earliest they'll be replaced is September. So does that leave us vulnerable in the meantime?
The fact that those are out is actually probably not as critical to you as you think.
Charles McCrary directs the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Honolulu.
It may be more critical, for example, to the state of Hawaii, because if you have a Cascadia event, those would be the instruments that would be used to measure the beam of energy coming out across the Pacific.
McCrary says in the event of a local earthquake, the severe ground shaking should be your warning to move to higher ground if you're near the water. The West Coast Tsunami Warning System is more useful for big waves generated by distant earthquakes. In that case, he says, there are still enough operating tsunami buoys around the Pacific Rim to confirm if trouble is on its way. Meanwhile, in Congress, both Republican and Democratic budget writers are blocking spending cuts proposed by the Obama administration to the buoy maintenance program and to state and local tsunami preparedness grants. I'm Tom Bonsi in Honolulu.